Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, September 27th. I'm Mark Daniels. It's a four-day football weekend these days, what with the NFL kicking things off on Thursday nights now. And on Thursday, San Francisco got back to 500 with a 35-11 rout of the Rams in St. Louis. Colin Kaepernick threw for a couple of touchdown passes. Frank Gore ran for 153 yards and a touchdown and said afterwards, "That looked more like us."
We lost two in a row. And we know that we can't lose again. You know, we had to get back on track and just be us. Just be us. That's playing, you know, smash mouth football, playing great defense, playing great special team, and that's what we do.
And that's what they did. The Rams were held at just 188 total yards. San Francisco now 2-2. St. Louis 1-3. Packers sitting at 1-2 heading into their bye weekend. But head coach Mike McCarthy says, "We know we're not out of it by any stretch." And doesn't matter to me that there are only five NFC teams actually above water.
We're really focusing on the things we need to do better to win games. It's not okay that we're 1-2, by no means, but let's be realistic. We've played three games. These are the things that we're going to improve on. These are the strengths that we're going to continue to build on, and we'll apply that to Detroit. Our focus is about being 1-0, and that's all we're really concerned about. We'll get after that when these guys get back.
And that will be on Monday. The Packers' next opponent will be the Lions at Lambeau Field. Detroit hosting Chicago on Sunday. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Both those teams are 0-3. This matchup's so bad, the NFL's shipping it overseas. They're going to play that one at Wembley Stadium in London. College football on Thursday night. Virginia Tech beat Georgia Tech 17-10. On Saturday night, number 24, Wisconsin takes on third-ranked Ohio State in Columbus. Badger head coach Gary Anderson, as his coach roots go back to Utah, where Urban Meyer started cutting his teeth, and now they're going to hook up. But Anderson says this isn't about me versus Urban.
This is about the kids. It always will be, and I'm sure he would say the exact same thing. Much of our beliefs is always about the kids first. He believes in putting them first. I do too. So we'd like to deflect, I'm sure, any of the talk about us and, you know, our prior coaching together, our relationship, although it's an important relationship to me, but this is about the kids that are playing the football game.
Badgers entering with just one loss. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten. This is the conference opener for Ohio State. And Badger quarterback Joel Stave says they'll need a fast start at the horseshoe.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team, and you're playing on the road. You don't want to get down quick. So we're going to do everything we can to get a quick start. But regardless of what happens, it's a long game. We've got to make sure we're battling through it and staying focused throughout the entire 60 minutes.
And now to Major League Baseball. The Milwaukee Brewers opening up their final series of the season on the road. A four-game set at Citi Field in New York against the Mets. And the Brewers opened with a 4-2 victory, scored all four runs in the second inning. Scooter Gennett delivered a two-run single. Alfredo Figueroa had to get the win in relief of starter Johnny Helwig, who gave up only a run on two hits through four innings, but he walked four, hit David Wright on the head with a pitch, and was so rattled he hit the next batter as well. So Helwig was disappointed, but understanding of why he got the hook.
I didn't really show him that I kind of deserved to go back out there. I was ready to go back out there. I wanted to, but I mean, from what I showed him the three previous innings, four previous innings, I mean, I couldn't argue too much for my case.
Jim Henderson gets his 27th save for the Brewers, who will send Yovani Gallardo to the hill in Game 2 of that series in New York on Friday night. San Diego beat Arizona 3-2 in 11 innings. It was Atlanta 7, Philadelphia 1. San Francisco gets by the Dodgers 3-2. The great race in the American League continuing as the wild card sorting itself out. Tampa Bay still holds the number 1 spot. The Cleveland Indians holding the number 2 wild card. They defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-5 on Thursday night, their seventh in a row. Zach McAllister says we cannot concern ourselves with the standings.
I think it's probably more the starters that aren't pitching that day, or maybe guys that aren't playing. But when you're playing, you're not worried about any of that. You're just out there doing your job and trying to do everything you can to get a win.
Texas Rangers stayed one game back of Cleveland with a 6-5 victory over the LA Angels of Anaheim. Yerickson Profar delivering a pinch hit walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth inning.
I made a good swing. I was just looking to have a good AB, you know, trying to get on base, and I made a perfect swing and it went out.
Kansas City beat the White Sox 3-2. The Orioles, a winner of the Blue Jays 3-2. Back to that Rays-Yankees game in the Bronx. Tampa Bay winning it again 4-0. Alex Cobb and two relievers combined on a three-hitter. But Mariano Rivera still went out and pitched. Got the final out in the eighth, the first two outs in the ninth. And that's when manager Joe Girardi decided to send out Derek Jeter and Andy Pettitte to go get him.
You know, I started thinking about it in the eighth inning. You know, I've never seen a player pull another player, so I had to ask. And then one of them was on the DL, and I figured, well, I must. If they say yes to one, I'll push it, and I'll ask for two. So it was nice that Mike Winters, the crew chief, said okay.
And it was an emotional embrace on the mound. And then Rivera, the greatest closer in Major League history, waved to the crowd, which gave him a four-minute standing ovation. It was touching.
Well, I mean, it definitely was a magical. I mean, I wouldn't call it magical. I would call it blessed, you know, because I mean, I got the opportunity to play for 19 years and give the best of my talents and my ability to this organization. And tonight was paid off. You know, I mean, the fans were there, and I definitely appreciate that.
Classy finish to a classy career. Bud Selig calling it a career. Former Brewer owner has officially announced he will retire as commissioner of Major League Baseball after the 2014 season. He'll step down officially in January of 2015, ending a 22-year run as commissioner, second longest in Major League history behind Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay and PMI have signed a 5-year contract extension to keep the Rest Center as the home of the Green Bay Phoenix men's basketball program. PMI president Ken Wachter says we want to help brand the program and the Resch as the home of the Phoenix.
You'll see changes when you come to the Resch Center this year. We're going to help them promote the team, help them market the team here in the building. You'll see simple things, new signage opportunities for the university. You'll see our ushers and ticket takers wearing UWGB logoed shirts, new merchandise opportunities. We're going to brand a concession stand.
Phoenix men's coach Brian Wardle says it's going to be nice to stay home.
Obviously, we've had experienced a lot of great success here at the Resch Center, and our players have always extremely loved playing here in front of our Phoenix fans. With its size, location, the Resch Center provides us with a great home atmosphere, as well as recruiting and scheduling advantages for our program.
Green Bay has won over 75% of their games all time at the Resch. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.